So, listeners, welcome to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. Joining me today are some members of Nashville Pride, Inc. It is Pride season, and things are just kicking off right here in Nashville. So join me in welcoming the Executive Board President, Randall Roop. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Okay. And also joining us is Secretary and Marketing Director, Joey Leslie. Good day.
Carter. Good day to you.
So, guys, Pride Month. What's going on? Why are we doing Pride Month? Let's start there.
Well, tons going on and tons of reason to do this. Well, it's LGBT Pride Month in the United States, and we have our festival coming up on June 16th at Riverfront Park from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And, you know, this really, we look at it as a celebration of victories, large and small, for Middle Tennessee and the state overall throughout the year. We have tons of great advocacy groups who are working for us, like, you know, TEP and the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition and many others. And we really look at this as our opportunity to bring those groups together as well as the community and just have a huge celebration.
Well, and it is. It is a big celebration. So let's dive into the calendar. I believe there's something right around the corner up. Show, a pageant?
There is. This coming Sunday night at Play Dance Bar is the Nashville Pride Pageant. Starts at 8 p.m., $10 cover to get in, and kind of your normal pageant. The Divas will be battling it out for the 2012 Mr. and Miss Pride titles, and then those winners will also be performing the day of the festival on the main stage.
Cool. So there's a few things that are affiliated, and some are actually Pride Inc. events and some are associated. Do you want to run through the calendar a little bit? So I think there's something coming up Wednesday.
Sure. There are a few more things coming up. We've got Skate Night with the Grizzlies, which is the gay rugby team here. And that's on Wednesday, June 13th at the Brentwood Skate Center from 6 to 8 p.m. It's $10. You can pay at the door. We have Pride Spirituality Night also that night at Scarrett Bennett Center. And that is at 7 p.m. and that is free. And then we'll skip on to actual Pride Weekend, which we have Pride Rocks pre-party. That's the presented by Curb Records this year. We're really thankful for them. That's at the Hard Rock Cafe at 7 p.m. It's $20, free for our Core 100 members, who we also thank for their generosity. That's a lot of fun. We present our awards that night, which we can talk more about our awards in a little while. Hydrogen Blonde will be playing there, so live music and just tons of fun. Then following that, on Friday, we have Family Feud for Pride at Tribe at 9 p.m., and that's free and tons of fun. So get your teams together and come on out for that at 9 p.m. at Tribe. And then it's Pride Fest on Saturday the 16th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's $5 general admission or $50 for VIP if you want to get private bar, private bathroom, food, and a bird's eye view of the stage.
Right. So wonderful ways to get into the event. So we kind of ran through those a little quickly. If someone's wanting to be in the pageant, direct them to the website. Or
yes, www.nashvillepride.org. Or you can email info@nashvillepride.org. And again, pageant's tomorrow night. So if they've got those wigs teased, then
they
should be able to get it done in less than 24 hours. And we'd love to have them.
Great. Great. And so you're talking about some of the ways that you're supported, and you mentioned your Core 100 folks as a backbone of what you do, or you want to touch on how those folks support?
Very much so. The Core 100 is made up of a group of folks, anybody. There's all different levels you can join in, and each level has its own price point as well as what's included in that. And basically what they're doing is they are the backbone supporters of Pride, and we repay them with access to all the different events coming up. They're a great group. This is our third year for having kind of the Core 100 contingency. Each year that number continues to grow and grow. And just because it says Core 100, we'll gladly accept more than 100. Let's change that name to Core 200 next year would be a nice little goal.
Absolutely. Right. And they do get discounted tickets. We bundle it together at a discounted rate for them.
Right.
And they get access. And then we have perks throughout the year, like free tickets that come up and, you know, special access events that we, you know, let them have RSVP to first.
And this is the individual who's doing a support, separate from you've actually got some corporate sponsorships, some that you are hanging on to very dearly that are coming back year after year.
Absolutely. We're so thankful for all of them. You know, our gold level sponsors this year, Bridgestone, Curb Records, and the Hard Rock Cafe. You know, we've partnered with Bridgestone and Hard Rock several times in the past, and Curb Records is new this year for us, and we are really excited about that.
Right, right. And I guess this is a good point to sort of talk about why you need these sponsorships. It takes a little love there to put this whole program together.
Very much so. National Pride is a 501c3 nonprofit with a volunteer board. We all do this out of the good and love of our heart. So it takes these sponsors to be able to put on the festival. We're looking at close to $100,000 festival is what we produce in this one day yearly for the GLBT community. And without the love, support, generosity of, again, the Core 100, and largely in part to the sponsors, this would not be possible. It's not an easy task to produce this festival. However, it is an expensive task to produce this festival.
Right, right. So how about a tour of the grounds? So I'm coming in the gate there at, you've got the map out in front of you. You want to walk me through the festival? What'll I see? What'll I experience as the day goes on?
Certainly. The main gate festival is located at the Circle of Flags, which is right there at Broadway and First Avenue. I'm in front of Hard Rock Cafe. Once you enter the main gate, of course, there's going to be a beverage station right there as soon as you walk in the door, as well as the local stage. The local stage has a huge lineup this year, and it's truly that. It's all local artists who's trying to build their name and build their stage reputation there. You turn the corner and you kind of head down the marketplace, which is sponsored by the GLBT Chamber of Commerce.
Is there somebody shepherding the local stage? Is that somebody's baby this year?
It is not. It's just our general local stage this year.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. We'd love to have a sponsor, though. It's never too late.
Yeah.
Once you head down through the GLBT Chamber of Commerce Marketplace, vendors from any range and size, from insurance to other local nonprofits to local churches, you'll find anything you can think of down through the marketplace. As Joey mentioned earlier, the Captain Morgan's VIP area is located center of the marketplace. And gives you a bird's eye view of the main stage, which is at the bottom of Riverfront Park on the river base. Continuing up the GLBT marketplace, new this year is the Youth Village area. And Joey, that's sponsored by
the Metro Human Relations Commission, and then also in part by Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and it's great. The vendors located in that area, youth outreach services, college information. So a nice new addition to help the younger crowd that'll be with us. From that, we move on to Fort Dragboro. Which will be our drag stage inside Fort Nashboro. That's the Tribe and Play drag stage. And I know a lot of great entertainment is lined up there. On the other side of that, we're bringing back the Artist Village this year, which is a local, very artisan, handmade crafts, stained glass, portrait sketchings, things of that nature, followed by the Kid Zone. A lot of good food trucks out there this year that'll be lining First Avenue as well. Deg Thai, Blazing Dogs, Pied Piper, Some Yum Yum, and the list goes on and on. So not only will you be able to shop, eat, drink, get information, it's going to be a great day.
It's a busy day.
Yeah, very busy
day. It is a busy day. So when folks decide they've shopped and they've wandered and they've stuffed themselves and they wander out there on that lawn and they sit down before the main stage, what do they get there?
Well, our lineup for the Bridgestone main stage is really eclectic and a lot of fun this year. We've got feisty Nashville-based alt-rock band Hello Kelly, as well as award-winning singer-songwriter Jen Foster. They're going to start the day off there, so that's going to be interesting. Then we switch gears. We'll have Ian Harvey, who's a female-to-male transgender comedian, has opened a lot, partnered a lot with Margaret Cho, and I have seen him. He's so funny. And then we've got Jeremiah Clark, who has a kind of mix of Rufus Wainwright and Tracy Chapman sound. And also we have Christy Lee, who's an Alabama alternative artist, Antigone Rising, a female rock band, and also Estonian recording artist Curly, who has a really unique electronic pop experimental sound. So we've really got something for everybody on the Bridgestone Entertainment stage that day.
All over the place.
Yes, we are.
And now, are you on the committee that selected these? You've seen the comedian, so you've gave that one your point.
Yeah, in large part, Jack Davis books our entertainment for us, but we, you know, kind of collaborate and decide who we want or what's missing or what's there a need for. So we thought it would be fun to have, we've had comedians MC, but we thought, let's have a comedian actually do, you know, a set. So that's part of it. And then kind of threw Curly in because it's just such a unique sound.
Wow. So all over the place. You had, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around. You mentioned that during the pre-party, there's going to be some recognition of individuals that have been really helpful with the Nashville Priding.
There is. Last year was our first Pride Rocks pre-party at Hard Rock Cafe and received great support results. I mean, we packed the house that night in the, is it called the Reverb Room?
Is
that right, Joey?
Yep.
The Reverb Room upstairs at Hard Rock Cafe. Hard Rock being on board this year, Pride Rocks returns. Last year was also our first year of doing the kind of honors that we give out through Nashville Pride. This year we're honoring some local community leaders. Our Mark Manesco Community Service Award will be presented to Chris Sanders. Chris is involved in many areas of the community and goes above and beyond to kind of step up and do what needs to be done. And again, various areas. So we felt that was a very deserving award. And of course the award is based off, Mark Manesco, who is also very community generated and kind of jumped in where he needed to be anytime anyone said his name. Next, we have the Mark Middleton Bianca Page Pride Volunteer Award. This award goes to, based, of course, in memory of Mark and Bianca, this goes to a former member of the Nashville Pride Board of Directors. So you had to have been actually on the board in some capacity. And this year, we're very honored and proud to present that to Pam Wheeler. Pam served two years as Pride president, many, many, many years just on the board of directors herself. So, again, a very deserving recipient who's given a lot of her time to the GLBT community. The Ally Award is Shay Weber. Joe, you want to talk on Shay?
Yeah, sure. Shay Weber is captain of the Nashville Predators and participated in, you know, LGBT equality public service announcement. You Can Play is what it was called. And so we give the Ally Award to someone who is not LGBT but speaks out, uses their platform to do that. And he, you know, it was very timely, and we're really fortunate and thankful that he did that and is accepting this award. And then we also, a new award this year is our Philanthropy and Business Award. And that goes to an entrepreneur, what I like to call a philanthropreneur, but it was kind of too hard to catch on. But somebody who, you know, is successful in their business and uses many opportunities to give back of their business, you know, not looking for profit, but just whether it's donating goods or hosting an event or whatever. And that goes to Arnold Mint, who owns PM Cha Cha, Susie Wong's in the community. And he's been a lifesaver on several of our events, sometimes in a pinch, sometimes way out ahead. So we were really appreciative. So he gets the Philanthropy and Business Award. And then again, we give Rising Star Awards to volunteers who've been instrumental in the year. And that this year, those go to Ann Golightly, Jennifer Beta, and Heather Hauser.
Wonderful folks just stepping up whenever they need to, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And I guess this is a good time to plug that Arnold is stepping up in another way by Susie Wong's has a donation from the you want to explain that one before I screw it up?
Yeah. June 11th through 15th, Susie Wong's House of Yum on Church Street, right there beside Tribe and Play Dance Bar, who is donating 25% of all happy hour proceeds back to Nashville Pride. So between June 11th and 15th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily, anything you order during those happy hours, Arnold is gladly donating and proudly donating 25% of those proceeds back to Nashville Pride.
Sweet.
So that's an awesome thing. He's also, throughout the year, as Joey mentioned, Cha Cha is the host of the annual Two Chefs, Two Visions dinner.
Right.
And with that, Arnold donates his time and helps us find a chef. So him and his businesses really support the GLBT community in several different factors.
Right. So as we were still wandering around the festival grounds there, I believe there's an equality walk.
There is. This is our first year for our Equality Walk. We wanted to bring in, you know, we did some polling and asked the community what they wanted, and they wanted a bit more of an activist angle to the festival. So we said, all right, how can we do that this year? And we brought in the Fifth Third Bank Equality Walk, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank this year, and we're very thankful to them. That's going to kick off the festival at 11 a.m. outside the Hard Rock Cafe. Anybody interested in participating, just shoot us an email at info@nashvillepride.org. We will get back to you. We already have over 20 community groups and hundreds of of people signed on to, you know, be a part of that. And we're really excited. It's going to be a 1 mile loop starting outside the Hard Rock Cafe, looping back in time just to, you know, walk through the gates and celebrate. And people are already excited and making posters and matching T-shirts for their different groups. And we are ready to see how great that's going to be.
And that's timed early in the day before the festival? Or
At 11 when the festival starts.
Oh, at 11. Okay, yep. Kickoff at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Wow.
A great way to kick off the day. The festival gates open. You get you a mile walk in and then walk right back into the festival just in time for everything to get really ramped up.
Cool. Absolutely.
Burn off those calories before you start drinking them.
Right. or that, you know, somebody's got to have the funnel cakes down, right?
Right.
Oh, God, that's a horrible thought. Oh, so this is a lot of information we're throwing around. Again, the Nashville Pride website is
www.nashvillepride.org.
Right. And this being the modern world of media interaction, you have a Facebook page out there and they can find you. Has that got a special
tag? Absolutely. Well, facebook.com/Nashville Pride is the easiest way, or just search Nashville Pride. And, you know, beyond that, Out and About Newspaper is our official Pride guide, and that's on stands and online now, outandaboutnewspaper.com, with tons of great information about the festival and the overarching LGBT community here, businesses, where to go, what to do, as well as our festival map. And also the Nashville Scene, another of our media sponsors, will have an issue coming out on Thursday that is in large part devoted to the festival. So be on the lookouts for that, too, this coming Thursday.
Right. So this is certainly a big 2-3 weeks of lots of activity, but this is not the only. It goes on year round. You meet regularly. If somebody's hearing this for the first time and they want to dive in the near future, how do they get the toe in the water?
We would love to have anybody listening who wants to get involved with the Nashville Pride. One, our board meetings are open to the public. So even if you're not part of the board, you've never been to one before, you just want to come. We have a lot of people who just come and sit in on the meetings just to kind of hear how they work and what we talk about. And depending on what time of the year it is and what month, it's you're going to hear something different at that meeting. If you want to get more information on becoming part of the board, shoot us an email. Again, info@nashvillepride.org. Hopefully we'll take the month of July off once Pride Month's maybe over with, maybe. fingers crossed. But then basically starting in August, we meet once a month, year-round. The closer till we get to the festival, so starting February, March-ish, the board starts meeting twice a month, depending on what committee you would like to be on. You do not have to be on the board to be on a committee. Those also meet individually to kind of head up different, whether it be events or entertainment or just festival. So there's always an area of need that we could put your expertise to work in.
Right. Cool. Absolutely.
And again, just email us at info@nashvillepride.org.
And we do have events all through the year, and we look at it as a way just to give people reasons to come together and celebrate. Some of them are fundraisers. Some of them are just a time to get together and, you know, meet and just check in with each other because we all have busy schedules. And so that's another kind of service that we think we provide. You know, we started Cocktails and Cabaret, and we have just so many coming up. So all events, including our board meetings, are listed on our events calendar. Just click on the events tab on our website.
Right. With the support of, we have to acknowledge that nowplayingnashville.org does help us out with all those calendar
Absolutely.
Things all around town.
They do. In full GLBT support, not just Nashville Pride, and all other organizations as well. So they're a great asset to our community.
Yeah. Cool. Goodness. Well, we've been running through things here. Is there any other element we've left out?
Well, our festival is extended until 7 this year.
Okay.
And that's just really, and due to demand, it seemed at 6 o'clock when we were shutting things down, people were like, wait, the party's over? Wait, what do we do now? You know, and we're like, well, oh, how can we fix that? So we are just kind of dipping our toe in and extending it an hour till 7. And then after that, there's an after party at Play Dance Bar where Curly is also going to be performing, and doors open at 9 p.m. for that, and it's $12 cover to get in. It seems like a lot of people like to go there after the festival, maybe go home and take a shower and get freshened up.
Yeah.
Because it'll be a little hot that day, but, you know.
We hope so.
Still time to come out and play. And then I also want to mention Out Central's Rainbow Run, which is going to be June 23rd at Shelby Bottoms Greenway at 7:30 a.m. I'm sure you can check out their website for more info on that, but that's also another post-Pride really fun event.
Yes, we were talking to Dell last week. There's a run, and there's a kids' run component, so that's another big day of community stuff going on.
It is, and this is their fourth year, maybe fifth, and my apologies for not knowing exactly, that Out Central's produced the Rainbow Run Gay 5K. So I think it's an awesome, what's grown into a annual event. So that's a great thing that Out Central's doing there.
Oh, just so much happening, so much to keep up with. But lots of resources. So if anyone missed what we're talking about today, they can refer to it out there on the web and in print options as well. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming in and reviewing all this with me.
Absolutely. So, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Carter.
So, listeners, I have been chatting with members of the Nashville Pride, Inc. We've been speaking with Randall Roop, the Executive Board President, and Joey Leslie, who's their Secretary and Marketing Director. Again, guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, and don't forget to come out and play June 16th.
So, folks, you have been listening to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. This is Carter Witt. Thank you for tuning in.
I didn't just kiss her, we went all the way and liked it. What's the point of trying to hide it? You never know till you've tried it. I didn't just kiss her, she put it on my tongue and licked it. I think she wishes she could forget it, but you sure seem to love every minute. I don't know what the problem is. Why she gotta try so hard to keep it all a secret, yeah. A secret, yeah. I didn't just kiss her, we went all the way and she liked it. She likes to think she didn't invite it, but these scratches aren't because she tried to fight it. Oh, I didn't just kiss her, she whispered what she wanted to put in me. Swore that she'd respect me in the morning, but when the sun came up, she left without a warning. I don't know what the problem is. Why she gotta try so hard to keep it all a secret, yeah. A secret, yeah. She said she only kissed me for the boys' attention. She's trying to blame it on a little too much booze, but I can testify she knew what she was doing. It was almost like she'd done it all before. She's gonna go back to her boyfriend now before the questions come up. She's gonna tell him I'm stalking around the block like I'm making the story up. Yeah. She only kissed me for the boys' attention. She's trying to blame it on a little too much booze, but I can testify she knew what she was doing. It was almost like she'd done it all before. I didn't just kiss her. No, I didn't just kiss her. I didn't just kiss her. And I sure do miss her, cause I didn't just kiss her.
rocking chair and an old blue hat. That little creepy girl, oh, she loves to sing. She has a little gift, an amazing thing. With her little funny eyes of hazel, with her little funny old blue hat, she will go and set the world on fire. No one ever thought she could do that. Feel it, breathe it, believe it, and you'll be walking on air. Go fly, go fly, so high, and you'll be walking on.
Heard two songs from Pride performers. You heard Curly with Walking on Air and Zero Gravity, and also Jen Foster with I Didn't Just Kiss Her.